if we would get off our spiritual high horses, I think they would come. If we would stop being so arrogant and so programmed, if we just got genuine, became genuine and really concerned about societal issues and really trying to work for a positive change. If the young people saw that, I think they would really come in and be a part, because they're dealing with real stuff. You know, they're dealing with real things. It's crazy for us to tell them, it's crazy for us to tell them or to preach against the things that they're actually dealing with in the world, such as sexual issues and drugs and alcohol. These things are actually happening. And what we need to do is we need to be able to relate to them on those terms. And Jesus did it, you know? Jesus didn't come. When the Messiah came, he didn't deal with the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He dealt with the common folk, which is why we're saved today. You know, it was even the Apostle Paul said, you know what? I'm through with y'all church folk. I'm going to go preach to the Gentiles. And it because of that, we're here, you know, because we're not Jews, you know? So thank God that somebody was real with us and somebody was capable or willing to come off of their spiritual high horses to see about us and to preach the good news of Jesus Christ to us.
Since you grew up in the church, mm-hmm. have many of the people that you grew up with, do they still go to this church, or are they going to other churches in Atlanta? If they're still in the Atlanta area, are they going to other churches?
Yeah. A lot of them are, but then there are a few who just don't go at all. They got burnt out with church, and the truth of the matter is, I did too. I got burnt out with church last year when I stepped down as pastor, because it hurt to see that, we banner the word church on our bulletin board, but we don't live it. You know, we're so busy doing church work that we've forgotten about the work of the church. And that burned me. I got tired of that, because when I was trying to, I wanted to set up a group home, because the 30318 zip code in Atlanta has the highest rate of teenage pregnancy, HIV and AIDS, and high school dropouts. And that's happening here in the city of Roswell among blacks. Blacks are dropping out of school at a great rate. And what's happening is, well, what I tried to do to make, let me get back to that. What I tried to do was I was trying to set up a program for young people to come and have a safe haven and to receive Christian guidance as to making decisions for their future, letting them know that it's important that you get an education. It's important that you finish high school. You need that. And when I was trying to do that, I was fought tooth and nail, you know. Church folk that had been in church all their lives fought me and told me, no, I don't agree with that, and I don't think we need to do that. That burned me. So I said, you know what? I felt like Paul. There's blood on your own hands. I'm going to the Gentiles. I'd rather just go and reach young people one by one instead of sitting up in here preaching to y'all and watching you, acting like you listening to what I'm saying while you're shouting and going on. And you get up in these meetings and you're acting like a pit of vipers, you know. I was burned out from the church, but that was the only thing that kept me going was one of my college professors from Beulah Heights Bible College, Dr. Karen, called me when she got word that I was stepping down from the pastorate. She asked me where was I going, and I told her I was coming here. I was coming to, which was really my home church. And she said, when are you going? I said, well, I'm thinking I'm going to take me a couple of months off. Because I really was. I was going to take a couple of months, and just some Sundays I wasn't going to church. I had decided that. Some Sundays I wasn't going to church, and I was going to, on those other Sundays, I was going to visit some other churches. I knew I was eventually coming here.